Hello?
Hello, it's Wade. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Okay. Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. Doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, appreciate having you.
Thanks. So I was just following up. We're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file. So I
I've already spoke with someone a while ago about this. My Google account got wiped out, and I sent all Google all the verification stuff, and I still haven't heard back from Google. So I literally have no Google account. So like, ever since I signed up with you guys, that's as soon as my Google account got wiped out. Like I literally, my Google profile, business profile just disappeared, and it was still there, but it wasn't available to the public size, and I had to do verification and all that.
Yes.
Still doing the same shit. I'm still going through the same things. They said that everything looks good, but I guess there's been like a few thousand people that they're going through the same situation where their accounts just got wiped out, and then they've done all the verification process, but it's still not showing up and it's still not working. And Google's not calling me back. But it all happened as soon as I signed up with you guys. So like, I'm not going to continue to roll with you guys because I spent $400 and next thing you know, my Google account got wiped out. And then
I see. So that's why they gave you a service credit for this month for the local SEO services. But the balance that we're having trouble with is just the $100 for the Facebook ads. But even so, I want to double check with that department and see if there's any new information regarding the Google page because, obviously they would be in communication with Google to see, what the issue is and to fix it. But yes, we've seen this before. There's sometimes Google will suspend an account and it takes a while to get it republished. And, I don't know why they do it, because some companies, they go and they get verified right away and there's never any problems, and then with other ones, it's difficult, So I've seen this before. So let me ask that department one second. Is this verified yet? And if not, what's the ETA? So when you added us as manager, it was already published or it was already verified and not published yet? Or?
Yeah, it was verified and published. I've had it for years.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I've had it for years. So. But as soon as I signed with you guys, it was gone.
Did you send in documents to us or did you send them straight to Google?
I sent them to Google, and then I sent them to you guys afterwards. You guys asked me to send them.
Good. Okay. Yeah, because I see that note in here that you were going to send in documents, so I was just making sure that you got that done. So that's good. So in the interim, what they do, Wade, is they still run the Facebook ads for you so that you're getting some activity. That part has been suspended because the payment hasn't gone.
Well, I told them earlier when I talked to them, go ahead and suspend it all because I spent $400 on I don't know what.
You have to understand.
You got to understand from my point.
I understand your point, but at the same token, I want to let you know two things. Number one, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. Now, Maria was very nice when she spoke with you to give you that service credit for the local SEO because it also says in the first in the terms and conditions that first page placement and Google verification can take up to 45 to 60 days, right? So, it's always the second month that you see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So let's just say that you're like, oh, I'm done with this. I spent $400 and I don't know what for. What happens, or actually you spent $300, you spent $299, but let's just say that you say, I just want to discontinue everything. Well, then you just took that $300 and threw it down the toilet because you're never going to get to the part where the Google listing comes to full fruition because everything cancels then. You see what I mean? So, so I would, highly recommend keep it going because if not, you're going to have, probably issues getting it out of suspension. The good thing is we're a premier partner to Google, so if anybody can figure out why that happened and get it fixed for you, it's going to be us. So,
yeah, I mean, I definitely want to stay with y'all because I want to do things differently and market differently, and so I just want to make sure that I'm getting my money's worth, and it feels like right now I'm not getting my money's worth.
Right, right. So, but then again, you didn't give it a chance, you know, because 45 to 60 days, and your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark, right? So, you know.
I understand that completely, but my point is that my Google profile got wiped off, and now I can't even get it back on, and I'm having so much, and it's caused so much stress. Like, I'm like, Jesus, like, and so much more work I got to do.
Well, sometimes it'll, you know, it'll be a process to get that all fixed, but that doesn't mean that it's not fixable. It's kind of like, you know,
it's been like 3 weeks, and Google, I've been doing everything they've asked, and I still haven't got verified. So when people go to look up my company, it doesn't show up on Google. It shows up for everything else, which is good. But yeah, if you guys can help me figure out what the deal with Google is, because you haven't yet, so. Like
yeah.
You said you were, you know, but
well, the last correspondence was they put on here Google to approve reinstatement, and that can take up to 10 days. And I think that it hasn't been 10 days yet because of the holidays, because when Google says 10 days, it's 10 business days. So they don't count weekends or holidays. So, but I haven't gotten a response from that department, and I know that because today is New Year's Eve, it could be that, you know, some people are, you know, took the day off or something because it's New Year's Eve. So I don't know, but I didn't get a response, but I can definitely be in communication with you. But what I'm saying, Wade, is that this account is at the cusp of where it's going to be canceled anyway, because your billing date's on the 11th, right? And so I wouldn't want you to even pay $100 for Facebook ads today and then 11 days later pay another $299. So one thing I could do, you know, on the back end just to help you keep everything current is, you know, if you're okay with it, we could, you know, still honor the service credit that's on here, collect the $100 for the Facebook ads, and then what I could do is push that entire billing out 30 days for you, which means you would be paid in full until February 1st. And that gives us plenty of time to get this all squared away for you, get the listing not only verified but published on the first page, so that now your phone is ringing with new clients, right? And then, you know, come February 1st, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if for some reason you're like, look, this, you know, I'm happy that my Google listing is up again, but it just didn't pan out the way I wanted it to, absolutely, you could call in a couple of days ahead of time and cancel, and you wouldn't have any further charges. But that way, at least you'll get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, that sounds good there. And,
yeah.
Which I'm definitely, like I said, wanted to stay with you guys. I just want to resolve the Google problem. Like, I already created a new Google profile just like, because I was like, well, it seems like I'm not going to be able to get my original profile page back, so I created a new one, and so that's going to take, you know, a few days to get it verified. But
should have told you that's the worst thing you could do. That's the number one thing that'll throw an extra red flag with Google, is if there's duplicate listings out there. So, yeah, but that's okay. I'm going to let – oh, James just replied. Let me let him know real quick just so you – hold on. He wanted me
to
see.
You guys have to figure it out. And I got stuff I got to take care of, so I literally got to get off the phone. So I'm
okay.
Right now,
so. Okay. So when should I call you back to get a new card for the 100, or should I do that right now real quick before you get
off? Just send me an email or something. I'll do it online. I'll get my helper to do it online. So.
Okay, you got it. So once you do it online – it will still show the billing date is going to be January 11th for the next payment, but I'll go in once it pays and manually fix that for you. If we do it over the phone, I could do it right now, but I can't fix the billing on the back end until this one from December 11th is taken care of. But I'll send you the login to your dashboard. When you log in, it will say your Google listing is in suspension. Click here to reactivate, or not the Google listing, the local/account. When you click that, it'll take you to the page, and it'll show you the invoice due is only for the $100. It's not for the local search engine optimization because we put a credit on there for you, okay? Okay, sounds good. Have a happy new year. And then I'll circle back to this account in a couple of days, and I'll make sure that everything was taken care of, okay?
Sounds good. Appreciate it so much, and have a happy new year yourself. And I appreciate the call and let me know how everything is working. But deal with the Google stuff, hopefully you guys can help me figure that out. And
I'm notating to like give you that extra 30 days on the back end too, so I won't forget. But yeah, we'll get this squared away for you, and if there's any further correspondence from that department, I'll be letting you know. Okay.
Cool. I appreciate it so much. And what was your name again?
My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777.
Oh, nice. I love that number. Nice.
I know. I love it, too. I've been here for 13 years, and the first two times I requested it, they said, you can't have it. Someone else has it. And the third time we redid our phone system, they're like, okay, you can have it.
Yeah. Cool. Well, as you know, I'm 444, so.
Oh, the angel numbers. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. Awesome. I enjoyed talking to you, Wade, and we'll get this squared away. But again, just because of the fact that we're on the cusp of where it's going to bill again, typically the system will cancel it, you know, probably by the 8th if this isn't paid by then. And I don't want that to happen to you. But so I'll be in further contact.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and I get that taken care of today. I'm just trying to get this pressure washer going. I pressure washer and do it. I'm trying to fix it.
So that's frustrating. Yeah. Your last project for 2024, huh?
my serpentine belt went on my truck today too. So I gotta
get that. Oh wow! Wow! So you're going out with a bang, literally, huh? With those two products.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Best of luck to you. Sounds like you're a handyman, and you're gonna get those two things fixed. So I envy that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely will.
Okay.
Take care. I'll do it when I'm on the phone.
I understand. No, I'm going to let you go. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Wade. Okay. Happy New Year. Bye.